It was an attention getter, a statement that showed the world the United States was serious about using nuclear energy for peace. But when you dig a little deeper, you'll find the humor in the event. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
On July 17, 1955, a reactor known as Borax 3 at the Idaho National Laboratory produced electricity that was placed on the public energy grid about an hour west of Idaho Falls. As Don Miley explains, it was a very important event in world politics.
Borax 3 provided all of the electricity to ARCO, Idaho for about an hour in the middle of the night. They didn't tell anybody they were doing it. Now, the editor of the ARCO newspaper did know, but he agreed, "I will not say anything."
The Soviet Union had claimed the U.S. only used atomic research for weapons, not peace. The event in July of 55 in Idaho helped change that, kind of.
They waited for the U.S. representatives to stand up in Geneva the next month and proudly proclaim, "The United States has lit an entire city with one nuclear reactor." The announcement was made, a big hush fell over the conference.
So no one in ARCO, Idaho, save the newspaper editor, knew their town had been lit by atomic energy 1 month prior for about an hour in the middle of the night. And no one at the Worldwide Conference in Geneva knew that the city the U.S. proudly proclaimed to light had only 995 residents.
Then they found out how big ARCO was, and it wasn't that big of a deal, but for the U.S. it is, and ARCO still celebrates atomic days every summer.
The Idaho National Laboratory remains the nation's leading site for nuclear energy research. The first reactor to produce energy here is open to the public for free tours. You can also stop by ARCO, Idaho, which still has signs proudly proclaiming it to be the first place in the nation powered by nuclear energy. Traveling the countryside in ARCO, Idaho, I'm Andrew McCray.